The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, different now, are you all in checkerboard time again? You read us on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. Just see the difference you read up makes and beat it right along.
Yes.
Can you try to just be a little more eloquent and succinct?
I will do my level best.
Because it's really, you're starting to sound like him.
Who?
You know who.
Oh, Mr. Anyway?
Yeah, Mr. Anyway. And
pretty good.
I know. Well, it's not difficult to do. You just go.
This show's pretty much dedicated to him, isn't it?
Yeah, whether we want it or not.
Anyway.
You decide anyway.
On purpose. Anyway. So I've been, like, seeing memories and having memories stirred up.
The Anderson family faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring Robert Young, Jane Wyatt, Eleanor Donahue, Bill Gray, and Lauren Chatham on The Big Event.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This show's pretty much dedicated to him, isn't it?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4640. BFO for Fall White, the 21st. Of November 2025, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all have got lots of voice letters that I'm going to tell you about. Wicked for good. Liquidators, Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope your fall right is going well, y'all, your liquidators, today, because, you know, that's what the wizard wanted to happen to Elphaba. You know, she's the Wicked Witch of the West. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Is that why you had the old gal on at the beginning today? No, not at all. Let's just say there's a twist. There's a twist. Big Fatty, speaking of liquidators, I believe I'm going to have to run to the turtle.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear, that's it, y'all. Today, the 21st of November, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Kind of a mixed bag. It's the anniversary of my good friend, Jerry and Rick. Now, you know, Jerry passed away a few years ago, but you know, it's a day that both he and Rick can still celebrate.
And I didn't forget,
because they had Big Fatty is sounding like conscience.
With spots on it already.
They had many years together. Y'all, they were together much longer than they were officially married. And y'all, when I see one, I see both. And y'all, it's melancholy for Rick, but y'all, it's also a day to celebrate, and I hope he does. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounded lovely.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, guys, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three, I say. Three. Big Fatty, that's usually you only do that when it's two, I say two. Well, I'm confused. Yes? No argument there. Today for right, y'all, it's a puppy dog. It's a puppy dog birthday, y'all. And y'all, by the way, this puppy dog's owner, y'all, I'm worried sick. Worried sick about him. Y'all, it's been, feels like it's been years since we've heard from this person. But y'all, I was reminded of him as I was decorating the naughty tree. Because, y'all, he made several ointments that are on it. Y'all, I am talking about the puppy dog of none other than that Gus Chin. Y'all, it's Little Maybe's celebration. Yes, we love Little Maybe. It's true. Y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, longtime friend of Big Fatty's, y'all met him at the meet and greet up at Bucks up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, which of his places was he in at the time? I don't know. But y'all, recently he's been traveling. Y'all, I thought he was in Cambodia, but he was evidently down in the Mexico. Oh, with that Tim and Alexa and T Wiggles. Y'all, he's been to Pride 48. He's been to the Good Days. He has been on cruises of a lifetime, y'all, and he's been here to the villa for Big Fatty's first crema party in 2015. Big Fatty, that's 10 years ago. It's true. Y'all, there's only one, and y'all, he does the totally original, never heard before bumpers. Y'all, third time this week he's been mentioned on the little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Digger. Big Fatty, we love Digger. We do. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, he's the reason that the old gal was on the beginning of the little show today. Y'all, it's none other than the one and only Conscience. Big Fatty, we love Conscience. So y'all, if you see Gus Chad or Digger or the old gal, wish them all a happy piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, on hump day night, me and the Nip and our friends that went to see the Wizard out there in Lost Wages, y'all, we went and saw a preview, well, I guess it was an early showing, of Wicked for Good. And y'all, that's if you've seen the stage play, y'all, this is where act two begins. And y'all, I heard it described that that the first half is all about your dreams and wishes, and then the second half is more about the consequences of all of those things. And y'all, it's a darker movie, but it's absolutely spectacular. And if the hair on the back of your neck doesn't stand up, there's something wrong with you. That's all I gotta say. And y'all, the scenery is wonderful. Y'all, there are a few twists and turns that Big Fatty, you know, I've read the books and everything, but there were a few twists and turns that I didn't, I don't know if they just put them in the movie or what, but y'all, some very big questions are answered in the film. And y'all, they've added two new songs of The Girl in the Bubble, and I think it's There's No Place Like Home. And y'all, it just goes to show you, I think one of the memories that you take away from seeing Wicked is appearances are deceiving. Things are not always as they are seen to the eye. And y'all, that really strikes home in this. Y'all, we get to see Dorothy. Y'all, but only from the back. Only from the back and in shadows. And we get to see the Tin Woodsman. And we get to see the Cowardly Lion. And at the end, we get to see the Scarecrow and the identity of all of these characters. And y'all, it's just absolutely terrific. And y'all, I said to my friends, oh, and the other thing is, y'all, we saw it in 3D. It's called the Real 3D. And y'all, they had the 3D glasses sitting on the seats, and there was a pink pair, then there was a green pair, then there was a pink pair, then there was a green pair. So you either had the green or the pink. And I don't know what I was saying before that. I know what it was. Y'all, I told my friends that wanted to go back and see the stage play because there were lots of things I didn't remember. I have been changed
for
Gussie, y'all, we've got two more entries, actually three entries in the Win Bacon's Money contest to name the mechanical male and female host of Ruination, the Early Years. Remember, it comes out tomorrow morning, Saturday. Y'all, and they're both voice letters, so let's go to the first one.
Big Barry, Scotty Yorzy Butler, and I'm way behind your show, I think end of October. Kathy Bacon tells me there's some kind of competition about naming AI bots or something, and I feel like this should be a competition for Daniel Beaver's show, but anyway. Here are my two name suggestions, Bruce and Sheila. Okay, this is Scotty
Rosie
Butler. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Scotty.
With Haven.
Oh, that, of course, is Scotty. And Scotty, Bruce, and Sheila. Big Betty, isn't that what that shark was called in that Nemo movie? Yes, I think it was. And I don't know who Sheila is. Big Betty, who does? She's probably a hussy. But anyway, and y'all, we got another call. Not with not one, but two, I say, chew. Entries.
Fart pants. It's Bacon. Okay, so here's my submission for my contest, and I hope I win. Then I won't have to go to the bank and cash out this money. But my suggestion for your AI names are Bonnie and Clyde, because they're shysters.
Hi, it's Ninny or Bacon Bits, and my submissions are Charlotte and Charlie.
Pick us.
Yeah, I guess y'all that.
What happened?
Y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon and Miss Bacon Bits. And, ladies, thank you so much for that. We've got Bonnie and Clyde and Charlotte and Charlie. Big Fatty, you sound like that Charlie. Oh, Charlie. Yes, the one that does stuttered and all the time. Katharine Hepburn.
With Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to
suit him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello?
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 Hello? Is anybody there?
Hi. Me.
Yoo-hoo.
Hi.
Anybody home?
Yes.
Big Fatty?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Did you hear him pick up or anything?
Yes.
No, I haven't heard.
Yes.
Well, we were calling you to register our complaint.
Oh.
The complaint regarding this daylight savings time.
Wait. Our complaint?
Yes, our complaint with daylight saving time.
No. I love daylight savings time.
No.
Oh, wait, not it's daylight saving time.
Saving.
No, I'm sorry. No S. I like standard time.
Standard
yes.
time.
I like
yes.
the original time, and
yes.
you don't.
No,
yes.
it's dark.
No.
It's dark. At 5:15, yes. I feel like it's 10:15, and I need to go to bed.
Lovely.
We're getting less sunlight throughout the day. It's not because of the clocks. It's because of the planet.
Yes.
Speaking of clocks, it took me 2 days and one trip to Costco to buy batteries to change all my clocks.
What was that article you told me about hoarding?
Okay,
Hoarding clocks or?
Just hoarding in general.
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't concerning me.
I should clock you on the head.
What are we supposed to be doing here?
He puts the whore in hoarding.
Well, you were saying that you were going to register a complaint that you didn't like.
Oh, that I didn't like
standard time. And I love standard time.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, if you could just make it be lighter towards the end of the day, standard time's fine.
No.
How about you trading one of those clocks for a lamp?
Lovely idea.
Good idea.
So what were we going to say to Big Fatty?
Yes.
I forgot.
Oh, my God, I forgot. We'll have to call him back.
Okay.
Bye.
Corporate product.
Bye. Where's the button?
Oh, where's the hanger?
Do you know how to turn it off?
How do you hang it up?
Oh, here it is. I think this
You've
is
done
it.
This
okay,
before.
Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Holly and KC. And Holly and KC, I hope you've adjusted to standard time by now. Big Fatty, that came in on the 6th, and here it is the 21st. So, y'all, I'm a little backed up. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your colon. No, on voice letters, y'all, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 voice letters in the queue, Big Fatty, and still no content on the little show. What? How does that happen? Well, you know, I'm spending a lot of time on the contest, and y'all, you know, the big Win Bacon's Money contest ends midnight on Tom Turkey Day. Yes, Big Fatty.
That's all, folks.
Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, I didn't expect that. He stumbles over his piggy. Yes, y'all, is a theme. Seems to be a theme today. Everybody's stumbling over their words, and Big Fatty, how's that different than any other day? Well, it's really not. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. I did do a count on Crema decorations here in Fat Acres, but y'all, I don't remember what it was. We'll get you a new count on for Monday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal, and old gal, what are you in conscience talking about?
This show's pretty much dedicated to him, isn't it?
Bye-bye.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.